This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The G20 summit is happening this weekend in New Delhi. President Biden and Treasury Secretary Yellen are both attending this meeting of these major economies. They'll be joined by leaders from Britain, Canada, Germany, Japan, and South Korea. Not going, Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping. For more, let's get Jennifer on the line from Shanghai, Marketplace's China correspondent, Jennifer Pak. Hey there.
Hey, David.
Let's focus on China's president, Xi. He leads the world's second largest economy. This is the first time China's president is set to miss a G20 summit since, I think, 2008. What's the explanation?
We don't have one, but the Chinese Foreign Ministry has just announced that China's number two, Premier Li Qiang, will be attending the G20 instead.
It does stick out, though. President Xi did go to the recent BRICS summit, the economic group that includes Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Any, I don't know, guesses about why President Xi is skipping this one?
Well, these are just guesses, but some say maybe China's economy is in such bad shape that President Xi has to focus more on that. Others say it could be geopolitical. China sees a new world order, it's developing nations, and the West is less important. Maybe China has a problem with the host of the G20, India, because the two countries have a dispute over the border, and that's spilled into the tech sphere. Although China's foreign ministry has outright refuted this, saying China is happy for India to host and that it sees the G20 as a very important economic forum.
Very important, but not quite important enough for the president to show up. But Jennifer, tell me more about why this would be significant if she doesn't go.
Well, for two reasons. First, bilaterally, for the U.S., it means that President Biden won't really have a chance to bump into President Xi Jinping, even though the two were not meant to meet one-on-one. On a global scale, it matters because the goal of the G20 summit is to have better international economic cooperation. So China needs to be a part of that.
I know, but the thing is, under China's President Xi, key economic data sets like, be interesting to know about youth unemployment or consumer confidence, those surveys don't come out anymore in China.
That's right. And this comes at a time when Chinese officials say they want more foreign investment. But in order for that to happen, you need transparency and information. Information you are getting a lot less of, either officially or through events at the G20.
Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak in Shanghai. Thank you.
Thanks, David.